Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
And our top local story on News Radio WBBM, the governor's moratorium on evictions until at least mid-November is putting a financial strain on a lot of mom-and-pop landlords. And an advocate says it could take another year before they can get the non-paying tenants out. The story from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Paul Arena with the Illinois Rental Property Owners Association, representing smaller landlords, says some have tenants who have not paid a cent during the pandemic. Do you think that people are taking, renters are taking advantage of the pandemic?
I think that some renters are taking advantage. There are many who are experiencing legitimate crisis, but there's a sufficient number of people who are taking advantage that it's becoming urgent that we address that.
A lawsuit against the governor is at the appellate level, but won't be heard until early December. Those being hurt the most, he says, are the smallest landlords. And even if the eviction moratorium ends in November, Arena says there is a huge backlog of eviction cases.
It would not be unrealistic to say it could take people another year to get their unit back.
In normal times, he says it can take 3 to 6 months. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
As new COVID-related restrictions take effect today, the city of Chicago is adjusting its curfew for bars and restaurants. They'll now be allowed to continue liquor sales until 11 p.m. Liquor stores, grocery stores, and other businesses must still end sales of liquor at 9 p.m., and businesses still aren't allowed to open until 6 a.m. The changes go into effect today and make the city's restrictions more in line with those being imposed by the state. The state's new restrictions also go into effect this morning. Chicago's top cop faced a number of questions during a day of lengthy budget hearings before the city council yesterday.
Alderman asked Police Superintendent David Brown about everything from manpower to mental health during his department's day-long budget hearing. So, of course, there were questions about how the new top cop would combat gun violence. Brown says officers will keep seizing guns, maybe 10,000 plus this year, and going after the shooters.
It's a bit of a revolving door. Given some of the outcomes, we see some of the same characters coming right back out and illegally possessing guns. But we haven't been deterred from that catch and release policy that apparently is happening in the courts.
And Brown agrees with those who say there should be more community-based anti-violence efforts. The police, he says, can't do it alone. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The founder of Suburban Prep Academy, accused of stealing funds from a nutrition program, has reached a plea agreement on the charges.
Pamela Strain has pleaded guilty to filing a false tax return and failure to withhold payroll taxes for her employees. The Tribune says Strain was charged with stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from a nutrition program, spending the money on her home and on shopping sprees. Strain founded Beacon Hill Academy in Harvey and later operated under a new name, Lighthouse Christian Academy in Lansing. Strain will be sentenced early next year. Keith Johnson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
All federal criminal trials in Chicago are being suspended again because of the increasing number of coronavirus cases being reported in the area. Chief Judge Rebecca Pallmeyer also says civil jury trials will be suspended starting November 9th, but she says bench trials are allowed to continue as long as out-of-state witnesses properly quarantine or testify remotely. She says she'll review the orders again no later than January 26th. A Civil War statue on Chicago's north side was defaced earlier earlier this week.
The statue of Civil War Union General Philip Henry Sheridan was covered with spray paint. Chicago police say it happened on North Sheridan Road near Lincoln Park between Tuesday and Wednesday morning. One side was spray painted with the words "Land Back," while the other side read "Decolonize." It was also tagged with "Genocidal Murderer," though the paint has since been removed. Police are still investigating and no one is in custody at this time. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!